KCSE concerns. A Kenya Certificate of Secondary Education, KCSE, candidate at King David Junior and Secondary School in Juja, Kiambu County has been forced to sit for the exams while on breathing tubes fitted on an oxygen cylinder. The girl, Terry Charity, has been battling a heart and spinal condition when she was young and has soldiered on through the challenges to eventually sit for the final examinations. According to her parents Lucy Mumbi and Paul Njiru, this has been Terry's reality since the start of the national exams a week ago, having to sit in a lonely room next to a large oxygen cylinder through the many hours to complete the exams. They said they hope Terry, their only child, will perform well to eventually achieve her career dreams of becoming a neurosurgeon. The parents said they have to wake up early to prepare her, and hire a taxi service to take her to and back from school, located a few kilometers from their rented home at Sewage Estate opposite Jomo Kenyatta University of Agriculture and Technology, JKUAT. Her problems began when we realized she couldn't walk as a child. We took her to hospital and were advised to enroll her in a special school, through to Form 4. Last year in December, her health worsened, resulting in her hospitalization, and that is when we were told to have an oxygen cylinder to help her breath, said Njiru. Njiru says her daughter's condition has taken a toll on the family and has depleted their finances, and they have been surviving on well wishes. The oxygen cylinder has to be refilled often. It also consumes lots of power, which is costly. There are also several other expenses which we wish well wishes chip in to help the family, said Njiru. Kiambu Huduma Center coordinator Susan Wanjiru said she has been rallying friends to support the family after she came across their plight during a recent Huduma Mashinani campaign. She called on well wishers to step forward and help cover Terry's medical expenses, easing the family's burden and giving the bright young student a chance to thrive. The girl is not only bright but also a lover of education. The expectations in the school is that she will perform exemplary well. We hope more Kenyans will come forward to help cater for her medical expenses, Wanjiru said.